this is just more of the same, and frankly, Pakistan is getting a terrible reputation for the deaths of these journalists. Last year, more journalists were killed in Pakistan than anywhere else in the year, and the country is well on track to set that record again. Salim Shahzad was a well-known, well-respected journalist, and for him to have been gunned down like this is unconscionable.
Though it's still not known who kidnapped and then killed Pakistani journalist Salim Shahzad, but his latest report on Pakistan Navy's link with Al-Qaeda and Taliban is said to have angered the security establishment of Pakistan. My question is that how far international community can pressurize Pakistan for punishing those involved in the murder of the journalists?
You know, we met with President Zardari and Interior Minister Rehman Malik earlier this month, and they promised that they were going to push forward on investigations of this sort and try and get to the bottoms of the killings of some of these journalists. The problem in Pakistan is that there's an incredibly high level of impunity, and that is people who kill journalists are not brought to justice. The government does not fully pursue the cases and does not bring trials and prosecutions. We've seen that in the case of several journalists killed this year, and over the years, since 1992, we found the case of 15 journalists who were killed, directly targeted in targeted killings, whose cases were not investigated. I'm afraid we're going to have to add this case to that list unless the government acts decisively.
Pakistan is increasingly becoming a hostile country for media. Last year, it topped the list with more journalists being killed in that country. Can the international community help create a media-friendly environment via introducing a system wherein government should be held responsible for the protection of journalists?
We met with President Zardari and Interior Minister Rehman Malik on World Press Freedom Day this in May, and they said they were very well aware of the problem and, in fact, didn't have a defensive response. They said, yes, we know we have a problem. We're going to address it. Well, they haven't really made any motions in that direction yet. And frankly, we're not sure of the political will within the government of President Zardari to confront this problem. This is a big problem. It's not new to Pakistan. With Salim Shahzad's death, you know, this is one of the more prominent journalists who have died. But this problem has just been around for a very long time in Pakistan. Under Musharraf, the government was in denial, and they said, no, we don't have a problem. Under President Zardari, they're saying, yes, we admit that we have a problem, but frankly, we haven't seen any positive steps towards solving it.